Sa kanyang pagnenegosyo, gusto ni Abors Fala na tapakan ang accelerator kahit na ito ay mauuwi sa banggaan.
I don't know, I've always loved cars, I've always been into cars. Every time I, you know, as a kid, my parents would tell you I could name all the cars as they drove past.
Noong nagdaang dekada, ang halaga ng pagsisimula ng kanyang Card Advice Auto Blog ay $25. Kamakailan ang negosyo ni Abors Fala ay ipinagbili sa Channel 9 sa halagang $35 milyong.
Surprised? I'm always surprised. I'm surprised that something I started 10 years ago has got this far. So yeah, every day I wake up, I'm actually quite surprised, yes.
Nagsimula sa negosyong online ang 31 taong gulang sa pamamagitan ng kaunting tulong. Ngayon, ibinabalik niya ang ilan sa kanyang natutunan sa pagbanggit ng isang batang estudyante sa journalism mula Hong Kong, si Toby Long.
Why cars? Good question. I've been a car nut since I was like 2 months old. I mean, my first toy is like a little blue toy car and I just fell in love with cars ever since. I wanted to be a car designer. I want to be a car salesman. Then last year, I started, you know, look into photography.
Ang mantra ni Abors Fala ay mabigo ng maaga at mabigo ng madalas. Kaya kapag ang pangarap na trabaho o proyekto ay dumating, ang mga mahihirap na leksyon ay natutunan na. Sinunod ni Toby Long ang ilan sa mga payong ito.
Work hard and you only get lucky once in, you know, once in the whole life. I heard he failed 17 times trying to start up his own business, but yeah, he succeeded eventually and is still young, so pretty inspiring.
Si Albert Fala ay isang batang migrante mula Iran, subalit dinala sa maling uri ng atensyon ang kanyang tagumpay.
You know, as recently as a few years ago, I've had people throw a bottle at my car and tell me to go back to Muslim, which I actually had to laugh at because it's quite funny, because of the ignorance of it, I suppose. I'm actually not a Muslim, I'm an atheist by my upbringing.
Isa pa sa mga mantra ni Abors Fala ay kung hindi ka hihingi, hindi ka bibigyan.
We needed to convince more manufacturers to give us their cars to test. And that's quite a challenge when you're in your early 20s and you're asking for cars in $500,000.
Kaya hiningi niyang manihuhin ang pinakamabilis at pinakamahal na kotse sa buong mundo, ang Bugatti Veyron. Ang video ay naging calling card ni Abors Fala, isang pakanang natutunan ni Toby Long.
I needed a really nice car to shoot to get more, you know, nice content for my portfolio. Then I Facebook messaged Abors and, you know, say, hey, can I shoot your car? Your car looks really nice. Then he said, yeah, why not? And he gave me the opportunity to shoot his car and he really liked my work, I think.
Ito ang Radio SBS sa wikang Filipino.